It's not about me. It's about him. My sophomore year at OVU, I had the opportunity to attend World Mission Workshop at Freed Hardeman. World Mission Workshop, for those of you that aren't aware, is an opportunity that college students have to go and learn about missions. And they have it every year, and it's a very, very good opportunity for those of you in college looking forward to that. But the theme, it's not about me, it's about him. Worship is not about you. Not at all. When people say that they're looking for a different place to start worshiping because they just don't feel it anymore. They don't feel it moving them anymore the same way that it used to. It really bothers me. Because the worship isn't for you. It's for God. Psalms 8:4. What is mankind that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. When we gather to worship, we should not be thinking about how we feel, but think about how we want God to feel. Psalms 141, verse 2. May my prayer be set before you as incense, and may the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Our praise and worship to God is like incense, a good smelling aroma, we read. If you aren't getting anything out of worship, you must not be putting anything into it. That is where it is about you. If I want to get something out of worship, then I, myself, put into worship to praise God. And one way that you can get your mind right before you walk in the building, if you on your car ride, start listening to hymns. If you say a prayer before you walk in, just to get your mind right before you walk in, and start focusing on God rather than focusing on yourself. This world is definitely a me first and me last kind of world. But we are called to be separate from the world. This is one reason we go into worship thinking that if I don't hear what I want to hear, I'll go somewhere else where I can hear what I want to hear and where they're going to tell me what I want. They're going to tell me what makes me feel good. These places that tell you something to make you feel good, they're not looking out for your soul. They're looking out for a body in the seat to make them look like this is just some great, grand place to be. The passage that was read for us this evening, Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I'll read them again here. Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. True worship here, Paul says, is to present your body as a living sacrifice. Now in other religions, they talk about living sacrifices as going and blowing themselves up for their God. But a living sacrifice for our God is to live it, to preach the word. In season and out of season. We are to preach every day. We are to devote our lives in service to God. So there again, if we aren't getting anything out of worship, we aren't truly worshiping God. There's something I hear a lot about the different presidents from history, and I think it can be used for our worship as well. They've said that they are not the president for themselves, but they serve at the pleasure of the American people who voted them in. And I think that's something that we should look at as well. We are not here for ourselves, but to serve at the pleasure of God. Like the scripture from Psalms, it is an incense to God. It is something that He sees pleasure in. And also, we look at looking through Psalms in our Bible classes Sunday mornings in the basement. We look a lot at David. See a lot of the things that David did. And though David was not perfect by any means, one thing that he starts and ends a lot of his letters with is praise the Lord. And he understands that through everything we need to praise God. We can also keep ourselves thinking about God during our singing. When we sing the songs and just go through the motions, trying to get out of here as fast as we can, trying not to take up too much time, and we're thinking about maybe the song leader should just cut it short. The song doesn't sound very good. It doesn't sound pleasing to me. Maybe he should just cut it short, just lead a verse, just get it done with and be done. But our songs aren't for us to be in and out. Our songs are praise to God. It's not about us. It's about Him. Prayer also, when we think about prayer. Prayer isn't something that is supposed to be short and sweet. Get the point, get out. It's your moment to talk with God. It's your time to relax and praise God. To God be the glory. When we pray, we are talking to God, asking Him for help, asking Him for anything, whether it be unattainable or not. Because who are you to say if it's unattainable? Because did He or did He not create us? I think that ties in well with Clayton's lesson there. He is the creator of everything. And one thing that we can see from that is that God is our audience. Whether we're singing, whether we're praying, our scripture reading, our praise is to God. Another thing, we should be happy to be here. Worshiping God should not be a chore, should not be an inconvenience, should not be something that we do because it's something to do on Sunday morning, evening, Wednesday evening. It should be praise. It's something that we are allowed to do, not something we have to do. It's something that we get to do. Jesus came into this world to seek and to save the lost. That is why we are here. But we can't save the lost if we're sitting in the pew next to someone that we've invited to come and we're on our phones or we're not in it, not thinking about it, not paying attention. It's very, very clear to someone that you invite if you're not even living it, not even in it. So tonight, I'm just asking that if you are having these problems with getting yourself into the mindset of worship, let your brothers and sisters know. If you have problems remembering that it's not about you, it's about Him, ask the elders, ask someone to pray for you. And also, just spend more time in worship. Spend time in the Bible, thinking about it. Or this evening, if you have not accepted Christ in baptism, if you haven't been baptized, if you haven't heard the gospel, also, talk to someone. We've got people here this evening, the elders, the deacons, any of the families, if you're a visitor tonight, talk to someone. And if you just need to get your life right, I ask you please come forward as we stand and as we sing.